But first, open enrollment for the Affordable Care Act healthcare exchanges starts today. That means if you want to sign up, you can now go to healthcare.gov and find out what coverage works for you. And while it remains at the heart of political debates, the marketplace in Arizona is expanding in 2020. Five health insurance companies recently confirmed to the Arizona Republic they will be selling marketplace plans this year. But across the country, the number of people without insurance, including many children, went up last year. And that's especially a problem among minority populations like Latinos. Here in the Valley, groups like Keio Health Connection are targeting that population to sign up. Claudia Maldonado is program director with the group.
We do a lot of work with the Latino community, so a lot of what we do is outreaching to heavily attended Latino events. So for instance, this coming weekend is the Telemundo event. That's a huge event. It draws thousands and thousands of community members, many who are often confused and are not sure how to navigate healthcare. So we actually have a booth that we're going to be doing outreach there because that is a very much a target population that we work with.
The effort to enroll Latinos is important, according to our next guest, because of all the misinformation that's out there about the ACA or Obamacare. From threats of changing immigration policies to the court battle over the ACA's legality, there's been a chilling effect among this population. Plus, the enrollment window has been shortened and there have been cuts to the funds for ACA navigators like Maldonado. For more on this, I got a hold of Alberto Gonzalez, senior strategist for health policy with Unidos US, formerly the National Council of La Raza.
Compared to the rest of the population, Latinos are disproportionately not having the same access to health coverage as other communities. There was some recent data that came out of the census to show that there's been an increase in the uninsured rate, specifically for Latino children, in particular areas of the Southwest. And so that is a driving issue that we're monitoring, and we think that this open enrollment campaign that we're working on is essential to ensure that Latino kids and their families have access to health coverage to meet their health care needs.
Yeah, I want to talk a little bit about why that might be. We actually spoke on our show yesterday with someone about the rising rate of uninsured children in Arizona, and Latinos, I know, are part of that. What are some of the causes here? A lot of what we heard so far was just about misinformation, misunderstandings about what coverage is actually available.
Yes, so there's been an environment in which a lot of confusion has played a role in affecting coverage rate. We hear, for example, public charge, which is the proposed rule by the Biden administration that would impact particular communities, and it's imposed fear on many Latino families who are eligible for these programs, who are eligible for Medicaid, eligible for SNAP, but given the fear and misinformation that's been circulating across this country, it's made it confusing for families to identify and figure out if they're able to access coverage or if they should disenroll their family from coverage that they are eligible for. And so that's been one point of confusion is the rhetoric. In addition to that, the lawsuit, the Texas versus United States lawsuit, which would essentially repeal the Affordable Care Act, there's likely to be a ruling sometime soon by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals that could throw another wrench into the confusion that's been circulating throughout the community across the country. And that's another reason why we feel that the open enrollment period is a great opportunity for us to ensure that the Latino community is aware that the ACA is the law of the land, that they're still eligible to access health coverage, to ensure their kids and their families have the health services they are eligible to receive.
And I know there's more choice expected in the marketplace in Arizona coming up in 2020 as this open enrollment takes place. So the ACA has really benefited the Latino community in particular since it was created. How much?
Yes. Yeah, so since the implementation of the Affordable Care Act, over 20 million Americans have accessed health coverage, including 4 million Latino adults and 600,000 Latino children. So it's been a critical source of coverage for all Americans, but especially for Latinos across the country. And I should mention that in Arizona alone, you know, prior to the implementation of the ACA, the uninsured rate in Arizona was about 29%. And 2 years later, after the first open enrollment period went into effect, where we had these available financial help resources for Latinos to access health coverage, the uninsured rate for Arizona for Latinos went down to 20%. And since then, it's gone down. But as we had discussed, there's been ongoing threats and misinformation that has, as we've seen through data, that's led to a slight uptick in the uninsured rate, particularly for children, which is why it's so critically important to ensure that the message is out there that the ACA is a law of the land, that open enrollment is starting, and there are organizations like Unidos US who are doing this work with our affiliates. We actually have 11 affiliates based in Arizona. We were founded in Arizona, mm-hmm. and healthcare is one of our key priorities. We want to make sure that all kids and all families have the resources they need to stay healthy.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much, Alberto, for coming on.
Thank you so much, Lauren.
That's Alberto Gonzalez with Unidos US, where he is a senior strategist for health policy.